argue with God today. Yes, I had a bit of a cry. A moment in the sun filled with a plethora of why. I argue with the I am. It's not something I'm proud of. Someone had to check the Almighty. Don't act like this is something unheard of. A daughter come to Jesus moment. A firm talking to of what the hell are you doing? A stern discussion of frustration. He pushed me to a bitter coffee. An Irish wish espresso with no chaser. That's what this word was brewing. I demanded answers, pigtails in complete disarray. I needed answers that turned into thesis statements. Anything that was gonna settle this nagging feeling. Truly, this is so not okay. I was angered with my father. The El Shaddai, the Yahweh, the Adonai, the Almighty Jah. I learned a lot about perspective. It's a bitch, that much I will say. It isn't every day I wake up grateful of an act that can condemn souls to a more permanently heated stay. I needed clarity. The robbed essence of my best friend, Ashley. I needed conclusions, essays, descriptive acknowledgement of fuckery unsettling, responses garnered to explain the state of the world. I mean truly, where the hell was he in all his glory? Did he go on holiday? A shopping excursion in Hawaii, a hula of unstated fury, a last minute trip filled with fishing. If he ain't been up yonder, I need to know who's I've been kissing. I desired to know where he's been in summer. I'm not sorry, God. Time to disturb your peaceful slumber. I banged on his cathedral doors. I demanded educated retorts of grandeur. I'm telling you the truth dolls on my father. This truth I'd never slander. I marched right up to his desk, purse and gloves in hand. I fixed my lipstick properly before tapping his shoulder with my hand. I gathered the boldness I stored in my heart. A girl can't just use all of her charms on one excursion to start. I said, excuse me, Mr. Almighty, I did us proud, y'all Southern wasp at its finest. I captured his complete attention on God, y'all, I was wildin'. The angels gasped, the seraphim whispered, it was a scene of scandal to be noted in the Halos trilogy. What have you done to help our world? Good sir, we are damn near strung up in World War III. He was taken back. His hand clutched to his chest was the telltale turn of key. He muttered, who the fuck are you to question me? I answered, bold as fuck with a hint of snatched ratchet, rolling my neck to make sure he knew who he was talking to. I'm 100% the one you made in your image. And that's what did it. I made God laugh. It's not an overrated experience. I recommend it if you get the chance. I needed to know why we live in a place where hate exists. Why people dislike another without knowing where their heart lies. Why he could allow us to repeat the cycle of Sodom and Gomorrah wrapped in apocalyptic political torture. I had to know, did he no longer hear our cries? You're fucking up, God. Yeah, no fucks were issued. Yeah, I said it. Not my proudest moment for sure. I'm positive at some point in the afterlife I'll regret it. Truth be told, I was on borrowed time. No time to regret shit. I had to say what I said. I had to make sure the words hit, or we won't be living to regret a future our ass can't miss. I was so angry at God, the sheer audacity of non-compliance. The argument went round and round, a hollering match per use. Had St. Michael not intervened, I would have had a handful of white hair for sure. He said, my child, how do you know I'm not there for sure? After much consideration, I had St. Mike hold my I showed him how broken our people's spirits have become. The brokenness of the whole that persevered pointed out that thou shall not kill thing people seem to keep overlooking. I showed him the evidence of God's children, proud pedophile men keep stealing, violating, and selling. I snitched on the lot of the heathens that pretend they preach his word while they make money on him. False faith in droves they are dwelling. I showed him the cries of innocence that go unmocked, the I can't breathe screams, the accusations of hate gained against one another. Taking the opportunity, I dared to ask once more, God, is this really how we are supposed to be treating one another? Breonna Taylor, did you know she was planning to be a nurse to care for others? How can it be okay for them to kill an innocent 24-year-old in her own home? God, please bless her. She could have been more than just someone's mother. There's so many more than just her. Michael, George, Trevon, just to name a few. Then there's this whole thing with biased racism, sex preference, gay bias, even bias on women's rights of reproduction, insanity in so many forms, hate dressed up in one form of another. It's like it's harder to accept love, easy to hate another, to respect oneself completely.